Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All your old school and throwbacks by request all morning. That's Mary J. No more drama. 302-858-5117. It's 7:09, July 31st. Quick weather, Jess, please.
Good morning. Partly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms late. Highs in the low 90s today.
Coming up around 8:30 or so, we have Mr. James Simmons live in studio. Looking forward to that.
Yes.
He's the deputy director for the Wicomico Recreation and Parks. Also director for Governor's Challenge. Mm-hmm. Got my Governor's Challenge shirt on today. And, you know, we were proud to be part of Governor's Challenge this past year. Looking forward to it again this year. But they got a brand new tournament coming to the Wicomico Civic Center right around Thanksgiving. It is the Governor's Challenge Tournament Collegiate Edition.
That's awesome.
So it's going to be all colleges.
Yeah.
Huge. They announced it on the Delmarva Sports Network. And, you know, we're going to talk to James. And I also found out that me and him have the same birthday.
No way. What?
Yeah, he wrote me and said happy birthday. And then I wrote him and said happy birthday.
No way.
So, yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So.
Same age, though? Do you know that?
We'll ask him. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Because you look older than him.
Stop. Shut up.
Do
I really?
Yes. Bill, you're old now.
All right, I'm going to ask you a serious question. For real, for real.
All right, I was just teasing when I said that for the air and a good laugh, but go ahead.
I'm going
to
ask you.
I didn't want you to take it for real.
No, I'm going to ask you that. For real, for real. Like, all jokes aside.
Yeah, what?
Do I look 44?
No.
How old do I look?
I would say 43.
I'm just asking, and the only reason I ask that is not only because I want to see how old James is. I think he's a little bit younger, maybe. But when I see other people my same age, like, some people really age good.
Yes.
And some people just let themselves go.
Oh.
And I'm trying to figure out, like,
which category I'm in.
Or, like,
where do you fit in? Are you right down the middle?
Because everybody always
said, well, or are you aging, like,
because everybody always says to my wife and I that we look young.
Yes, right.
You know, mm-hmm. And then I see other people who are our age, and I'm like, what happened? Oh, right. I know that sounds awful.
Oh my gosh. I mean, different lifestyles, right?
Maybe.
Everybody has a different lifestyle.
Maybe. So, but no, seriously, like, if you didn't know me, how old would you think I was?
43.
You're not going to ask me to answer the question for you?
No. No. I'm not flipping it over and, like, putting it on me. No way.
No, you look your age.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You look 63.
See?
No, I'm playing. All right, HOA gone wild.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so someone made this post, and it says, maybe someone can help me add here. I was on our HOA board for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're talking about Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
So I was on my HOA board for 5 years. My goals were to, one, keep the neighborhood functioning, fix the pool, make sure the irrigation system was all good and up to par, fix the clubhouse, etc. Number two, leave people alone. Well, we have a new HOA board now. They seem to be wired a little bit differently.
Yeah, the HOA is no joke.
They have, number one, hired a new, more expensive company that the new president of the board's friends with. Number two, let the neighborhood fall into despair. Number three, cut back pool hours and start fining people for petty things and a $250 fine for being at the pool after 8:30 p.m. Mm. You know what? Why are people so hard on the pools? Why can't the pools...
Hours closes at 9.
Yeah, but, like...
And it's like a gate and a key card and all the things. 9 o'clock. We're fine.
So what does that mean? Like when it closes at nine, does somebody have to come in? Do they put a lock on it, or you're just not supposed to be caught out there after nine?
No, the key card deactivates.
Oh, it deactivates?
Yeah. So you can get out, but you can't get back in. The key card won't work.
Got it.
Yeah.
But what if you're like there?
And there's a gate around.
So if you're already in there and you leave at 9:15.
We've never tried it.
I was just wondering.
So I don't know.
Okay.
We've never tried it. Around 8:40, 8:45.
Right.
They have this red light.
Oh.
That starts to spin. You know, it turns on and it goes in like a circular motion and that gets your attention.
Annoying. Go ahead.
And then you know you have 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, but okay. We've never been in there after 9, so I don't know if it works.
I mean, that's not too bad, I guess.
You know,
9 p.m. Mm-hmm. But it really gets on my nerves, like, it's summertime. They should be open till 9 or 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. 7 days a week.
Now, I do know where we live.
The closing the pools early and, you know, closing on certain days. And, I mean, come on, that's annoying.
There's someone that comes. So I guess it might be like a worker issue. If somebody comes at 9 and they do all the chairs.
Right.
They check all the tables. They check the bathrooms. And they put all the umbrellas down.
Well, this person writes, they continue. And they say, so help me out. Who wants to be this person? What is the fun of telling people what to do and harassing people? I'm not a confrontational person. I would hate being that person. What is the joy of being a beep hole? Now, we're trying to get a majority of old board members to run the board again and get the neighborhood back to a laid-back situation.
Mm-hmm.
We consider lawyering up. Wow, it's that deep. You think that's like normal?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Because I heard of all this.
Yeah. We consider lawyering up, but think about that. You pay for a lawyer, then you pay for a lawyer with your dues, so you got to pay for both lawyers. And
yeah, and it's expensive.
Yeah, the law probably isn't in your favor because, you know, they can try to do anything they want. So the plan is just to vote them out and get back to normal again.
Mm.
What a nightmare. Has anybody else been in this situation before?
I'm sure. I am sure of it.
But why is that?
What do you mean? Why do HOAs that way?
Yeah, HOAs, like why do they act like that?
I mean, I will say the neighborhood that you're moving into, if it has an HOA and you go into it, there's documents that you sign and it tells you the rules, the conditions, the restrictions, the regulations. So I will say, you know, when they enforce those community rules and they manage the common areas, when you sign that, you know, you're making an agreement with them that you're agreeing to the HOA.
Oh, I understand that, but come on.
Development.
Yeah. But then when you get new people in there.
Read it, you know, carefully. Again, that's all I would advise is really, really read your HOA documents.
This is coming from a real estate agent.
Don't just go in there and just sign.
This is Jessica Martinez, real estate agent.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of things with like Chadwick going through it throughout the years. And I already know when you say lawyering up and going to court, paying fines.
Yeah.
All of it. We even have an HOA up at the property in Newark, and it's not a like very, very intense like what you're reading, but they are on point. Lawn, weeds, any trash. If you are going to store your basketball court, I know that you have a basketball court.
Yes.
So people can break it down. If you're going to have a basketball court on your property in your driveway, you need to break it down.
No, it doesn't break down.
Well, then you don't buy that kind. It's in the HOA. You signed. You cannot have a basketball court that stays permanent. You have to be able to put it back in your garage.
What?
Yeah.
That's like...
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's a thing.
I'm just telling you,
I've seen it.
Well, I'm keeping it a buck. That's ridiculous.
And, you know...
Get a life.
Parents and families in the neighborhood that say, well, this neighborhood doesn't have a playground or a place for kids to play, so they have a basketball court. But they will get a letter. It starts with a letter first. And you have up to, I'm just going to throw out a number because I don't know this to be exact, but up to 5 days to break it down, put it away. If it stays there after that day, you'll get another letter and probably a fine attached to it.
Something else that Ocean Pine started doing is the signs. Like back in, I mean, I feel like back I guess it was COVID times, you know, they were real lax on the signage, but you can't have political signs up. It's a certain amount of days before the election. That's the only time you can have them up. Yeah. And then they were getting real tough on just regular signs in your yard. You know, it was like the police up in there, you know. I mean, you could only have like a certain color sign. You couldn't have like orange signs. You couldn't have like different things.
Yeah, I believe it. Where we live right now, we can't have commercial vehicles.
What does that mean?
So every now and then, I take the power car if I have a remote.
Yeah, it's your work car.
Well,
what if you drove that every day?
We can't. Then when you sign, then you don't move into that neighborhood unless you plan on taking the wrap off that vehicle.
No, but it's not your car. You do that for a living.
Okay, Bill.
You go up.
You're arguing with the wrong person.
Yeah, but we're having a conversation here. That's
it's
the whole point.
Stated in there if it's a commercial vehicle.
Yeah, but you can get it like a waiver for that.
Can you? You get a waiver for with your HOA? Can you?
Yeah, you go and you tell them that's your job. Like, you drive that car every day. Don't say no. You don't know. You didn't go in front of them.
If you go in our neighborhood, you will not see one commercial vehicle.
Okay, but what if that's what they do for a living?
It doesn't matter.
What if you own your own company and you have your own vehicle?
Okay, listen, you can argue that all you want, but that particular neighborhood
sucks.
Will not win. That's part of their HOA. That's a contract that you sign.
How do you? So you're gonna have to risk not living there.
Yes.
So how do you make payments if you don't make a living driving the vehicle?
You don't live in that development.
That's crazy. That is a nightmare.
It is.
That is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
Wow. 603.
Some people can't put a boat on their property. Some people cannot store jet skis. Some people can't build or put a shed on their property. It depends.
Yeah, I understand that.
There's different rules for different neighborhoods. Yeah, but if
the car you drive, go screw. Like you can't, I mean, come on. You know, go kick rocks.
I get it.
You know, 603, it's all about control. HOAs are the worst thing boomers gave us.
It's a thing. HOAs are a thing.
448, she's for real, Bill. They make people cover their logos if they live in the... Okay, so you could go and cover the car. So that's that makes more sense than not driving the car, not living there. So okay, you could go put it in the garage, or you could put a cover on the car to cover that up. You can do that.
Okay. Well, I've never had to experience that, and I don't have a garage.
So, but there are ways around that. So it's not just you don't live there. You can either park your car in the garage all the time if you have one, or you can cover it up.
What if it's a big truck, a box truck?
Just what I said. You got to do that.
What do you cover it with?
I would hope a box truck, though, wouldn't be like your vehicle, like that you would drive. If it was like something you drove every day, you'd have to go like a box truck like that. I would think you didn't have to take that home all the time.
Yeah, I have a family member right now. They don't live in a neighborhood, but they're.
Most people, I think, though, would be the problem.
Their vehicle is big and it's parked in their driveway.
Well, I don't know. I think it would be a little bit more likely that it would be like a wrap. Like most people would drive a wrap as opposed to a box car. I would think so.
It's like a van.
Yeah.
And it's big. It's a van. What do you mean?
You put a cover on and you put it in the garage. At least you have an option.
It doesn't fit in the garage.
Well, then that's different. But yeah, at least like the people have an option to do that. So
put a van cover on it every night.
If you have a big van like that. So I mean, I'd rather do that than have to move, you know, or not live there. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. So, but I think most people, I think more people drive cars or regular size vehicles with wraps than big vans that don't fit in the garage.
I don't know. Not with
you run into
the
more
builders and construction and
well
all that around here.
Well, that's so now.
Yeah, those are big vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, trucks.
Yeah. Let's see, 448, like the big magnet over the logos. It's crazy.
A big magnet. I don't know. Well, our power vehicle is completely wrapped.
So how long can you, like if you, and you're talking about the house in Newark or up north.
For what? The commercial vehicle?
This,
no,
yeah.
That's down here.
Okay, so how do you drive the power car home?
I have done it.
And how long can you park it? And leave
I've
it
only
in?
Done it for one night.
But how long?
I rarely do it because I don't want no smoke.
So all right. So, but if you do it, so you can't even go for like a night or two? Or is it like a long period of time? Do they give you
it.
Like a grace period?
I haven't pushed it.
But I mean, what's the rule? You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, I just know no commercial vehicles. And then I had a neighbor come out. She's like, you know, you can have that here. I was like, oh.
She yeah. said that?
Yeah. And I said, oh, I know. You know, me just smiling and playing it off. And I said, oh, no. You know, I'm on my way out soon.
You can't have that here.
Mm-mm.
And you didn't even say leave it overnight.
Mm-mm. No.
What are you supposed to park it outside of the development and walk?
So I very rarely, I don't know if you noticed, but when I have a remote.
Yeah.
I might go there and do the remote and like come back here. But
yeah.
I very rarely, I think I've had it maybe there for one night.
Let's see, 542 texting in. HOA means hover over another. That is wild. That is wild.
Yeah, no, the HOA is no joke.
So hold on, so you're telling me, I'm just trying to like fathom this.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to like comprehend this. So you're telling me that you're not even supposed to stop at your house if you have the power. You're not supposed to drive in and you've got Karen next door coming out saying you're not supposed to have that.
And I said, oh, I know. I was stopping in for something like you're mentioning, changing clothes or getting something to eat or whatever. Yeah. And I said, oh, I know, you know, smiling, whatever. Yeah. Yep.
I'm in awe. That is insane.
If you drive through the neighborhood, you will not see a commercial vehicle logo.
Well, that's fine if it's like permanently set there.
Anything wrapped.
But if you like, just
you know,
stopping
you're saying
by
somebody's job.
But you're stopping by your house.
Yeah, she didn't know how long I was going
to
be there.
That's not. She don't need to know.
Yeah, and she said something.
That's insane.
Now I don't
HOA's
go there and leave it parked,
gone wild, guys.
You know, for the whole weekend or anything like that.
Yeah, if that was the case, I'd even see.
I don't want any problems. I don't want no smoke, so I haven't pushed it.
But you just stopped.
I don't
by.
Know how long I could keep it there if I had to have it for.
Well, obviously you can't stop to get a drink of water because Karen will come out.
She did. She said, you know, you can't have that here. I was like, okay.
Was she standing in your yard saying that?
Goodness.
Because you should have said, you know, you can't stand there because that's my yard. Wow. HOA's gone wild. If you want to comment, 302-858-5117. It's a Bill and Jessica show. Wow, that's crazy, Jess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's insane.
No, I know.
And why do you live there?
I know how HOAs can be.
But that's a little extreme, don't you think?
I mean, for a logo on the car, I'm
that's
like,
extreme.
I mean, come on, this is like too much. But I guess if they let one do it, everybody would do it.
So
that's just part of their rules. No commercial vehicles.
That's crazy.
Yep.
You can live here, but you can't work. You can live here, but don't make money to pay the bills.